Good morning. Would you like to see the title of the Church of the Laodiceans in Revelation chapter 3, verses 14-22? In chapter 2 and 3, Jesus talked about the seven churches in Asia Minor at that time through Apostle John. We can see seven churches which existed at that time, 97 AD, seven churches as a completeness over those churches existed at that time. Also, we can see seven churches as today existing church. The last one, we can see seven churches covered the seven periods of a church history. So, in the last time, last day, typical churches, the first one is the Church of Philadelphia. Next one is Church of the Laodiceans, Church. We cover the Church in Philadelphia as an example to Calvary Chapel Anaheim Hills. To the true believers to keep the Word of God patiently, that we might be kept from the great tribulation. Now we see in the Church of the Laodiceans, now unto the angel of the Church, or unto the minister of the Church of the Laodiceans write. Right here, the Church of the Laodiceans. Laodiceans means the people in Laodicea. Laodiceans, Laodiceans means the people in Laodicea. So the Church of the Laodiceans, controlled by the people in Laodicea city. Laodicea meaning Lao comes from Laos, which means people. Dicea means decision. So people decided that Church, rather than the Lord decide their church or control their church. So church itself is owned by the Lord, because Jesus Christ bought their church with his bloodshed. So church should be controlled, directed by the Lord, not the people. So church is Jesus' church or God's church, because Jesus is God. Laodicea city was the wealthiest city over seven cities in Asia Minor at that time. They had a banking industry, so popular, also wool, clothing factories, also pharmaceutical factory. That produced eye salver or eye patchy medicine. They had two reservoirs, two water sources. One water is hot water because they had the hot water spring 5 miles away from their city. The other water source is ice water. The ice was on the high mountain, 5 miles away from the city. But unfortunately, by that time, it came 5 miles from two springs. One was hot springs, the other one ice water spring. Came into the city. Those waters turned to be lukewarm waters. These things says the amen, the faithful and true witness, and he is the beginning of the creation of God. Verse 14 indicates Jesus Christ, amen. Amen meaning I agree with something. So whatever Jesus, whatever God said something, Jesus say amen. So amen indicates Jesus' faith upon God's word. The faithful and true witness, Jesus keep faithful or consistent over God's word, God's commandments. Also, Jesus is a true witness of God the Father. Also, he is the beginning of the creation of God. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, by the Lord. And without him, without the Lord, was not anything made that was made. So, in the beginning of the creation of the universe, God the Father and the Son of God and the Holy Spirit, you know, were there. So, Jesus Christ is creator, not creature. So, we can be witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. How? In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you will receive a power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be a witness unto me. Unto me indicates the Lord Jesus Christ. So, during the conversation, Philip, disciple, and the Lord Jesus Christ, whenever you see the Lord Jesus Christ, you see God the Father. So, you seeing the Lord Jesus Christ is equal to seeing God the Father. So Jesus Christ is the faithful and the true witness of God the Father. So the Holy Spirit pour upon you, you become the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore you can be the witness of God the Father. So only through the Lord Jesus Christ you can be the witness of God the Father. So as a matter of fact, you will be the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hard. I would that you were cold or hard. Jesus Christ wants you are cold or hard. So then, because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Jesus doesn't like a lukewarm attitude. On a cold day, you would like a hot water. On a hot day, you would like a cold water. What do you mean, Angel, a lukewarm? So like this year in a city, you know, had a really problem of lukewarm. As we explained, at that time, you know, two waters, reservoirs, one water, you know, hot water, the other one ice water, met from snow 5 miles away. So 5 miles away, came into the city of Laodicea, those waters became lukewarm. Lukewarm, you know, water is a problem because of bacteria growing water. So also, you know, disgusting. So in spiritual sense, right here, lukewarm means idleness or, you know, half-hearted relationship with the Lord. They still, you know, went to church, but they had neither totally become apostate nor full-hearted to the Lord. They compromise with the world well, so they do not have a full-hearted devoted to the Lord. So they are self-centered. they are self-sufficient. They are centered of man, not of the Lord. That lukewarm, Jesus, don't like, you know, lukewarm attitude, half-hearted attitude. Because you say, meaning Laodiceans say, Jesus really doesn't care over what you say, what you think, rather than what Jesus think over you, Jesus see over you. So still difference. The other one is man-centered, the other one God-centered. Psalm chapter 139, verses 23 and 24, King David said, search me, search my heart. So search me, search my thoughts. So really, David, the king, focused on, you know, God's heart. I am rich, I am increased with goods, I have need of nothing. Materially, Laodiceans are rich, so they had a lot of possessions, but they don't need anything. So those kinds of churches today might be apostate churches, or a liberal church, compromise church, or friendly church, feeling good church, emerging church, really focus on man, not on God. They are seeking for material prosperity ultimately, rather than for God's kingdom and righteousness. Numerous material possessions or material prosperity is a sign of God's spiritual blessing, often called as the prosperity gospel. That's wrong. Because Laodiceans seek for material prosperity, treated as more valuable to them that what is unforeseeable and eternal and spiritual thing. They do not have a full-hearted relationship with the Lord, but have a relationship with money, you know, possession, material thing. The other half relationship with Christ. On or off relationship, sometimes relationship with God, sometimes no, that kind of stuff. I am rich, I am increased with goods, I have need of nothing. But the Lord said, you do not know that in reality, as a matter of fact, in reality you are wretched, or you are broken, you are miserable, you are not good. You are poor, or a little spirituality, or no spirituality, a carnal-minded man. You are poor, meaning carnal-minded, rather than spiritual-minded, carnal-minded. And you are blind, spiritual blind. And you are naked, you are straight. But Jesus, curing method, I counsel you to buy of me gold that is tried in the fire, which means faith out of the trials of God's word. Gold stands for faith. So believe in the word of the Lord that keep the word through your life. So gold that is tried in the fire, that you may be rich, meaning, you know, spiritually fullest, spiritually rich. White raiment that you may be clothed. White raiment, God's righteousness, His righteousness. Do not be compromised with the world. And that the shame of your nakedness does not appear. So, if you have seeking for God's righteousness, you wouldn't have a shame. And anoint your eyes with an eye salve or eye patch that you may see. So, spiritually, eye is opened rather than, you know, the eye is spiritual blind. In Laodicea, a city at that time, they produced the spikenard mixed with white clay on the mountain of Laodicea. They sold those products as eye salve or eye medicine to foreign countries. But today, scientifically, we tested eye salve or eye patch that was not medicinal value at all. Right here, you know, spiritual blind church today existed, like emerging church or liberal church, apostate church, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness. How come they still exist? Because of their prosperity or their money. So not based upon power of spirit, but the power of money. That's why they are seeking consistently, hiddenly, money or material prosperity. Because their foundation of existing, those churches, are money. So they do not have an intimate relationship with God or have a, you know, hearted relationship with God. The possession or achievement, you know, were meaningless or valueless compared with the everlasting future of Christ's kingdom, as long as we care, have a hearted relationship with God. When possessions and achievements are sometimes given by the Lord, from our full-hearted relationship with the Lord, we should give thanks and all glory to the Lord, enjoy them and use them as a mean or as a method solely for His kingdom and righteousness. Laodicean Church is a problem. Their, you know, possession achievement didn't come from full-hearted relation with the Lord, rather than half-hearted relation with the Lord. That's why problem, that's why it is meaningless, you know, valueless, compared with the eternal value, eternal kingdom, the Lord Jesus Christ, spirituality. Jesus said, as many as I love, because Jesus loves you, I rebuke and I chasten, be jealous. So I scolded you because I love you. Be jealous, which meaning be jealous over the heat of passion. So jealously love the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 and 6, do not despise the chastising of the Lord, because whom the Lord loves, He chastens. Because Jesus loves the Laodicean people, Jesus rebuked him. So they should be turned from their indifference toward the Lord. So they should have compassion, service to the law, service to His ship, as to the law. They should worship to the Lord. They starting, you know, God's word. So let them allow the Lord Jesus Christ to work in their hearts. Let the Holy Spirit. Let them allow the Holy Spirit to work in their hearts. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will supper with him, and he with me. Right here, I stand at the door, which meaning Jesus Christ not in the door. At the door means Jesus Christ was not among them. If anyone, right here we can see, you know, personal salvation, not grouping salvation. So each man, you know, opens his heart. So Jesus is waiting outside over each man's heart. So Jesus Christ gives us a free will. So who can open his heart, his own heart? Each person has free will whether or not to open the door or not. So Christ is not present among them. So outside of Christ, but Jesus did not try to break down each heart. Jesus is waiting at the door until each man opens his heart. So Jesus want to be a unity, serve with him and he with me. So Jesus Christ want to be in you. You are in Jesus. So Jesus want to be unity with each person. In other words, Jesus wanted each person had a full-hearted relationship, full communion with the Lord. Laodicean Church is really a sort of pleasures of the world, money, security, material possessions. They were so busy for the pleasures of the world. Therefore, they had no time focused on God. So those satisfaction seeking attitude makes them indifferent to God, you know, God's word, you know, to service to the Lord, because they had no time. So we, you know, should focus on the Lord. So we should not spend too much time for pleasure of the world, like a computer game, a golf game. So golf game itself is not wrong, but if you lose the balance over serve the Lord and golf game, that's a big problem. So you might be indifferent to the Lord. So ultimately, you may shut the door out of your life. That's a, you know, problem. So, but you open your heart, John chapter 6, verse 37, he who comes unto you, will in no wise cast out. So Jesus will come into your heart. He will sup with you. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Jesus Christ overcame, which means Jesus Christ beat up, you know, Satan by, you know, Jesus' resurrection. Jesus was dead on the cross with bloodshed to cleanse away our sins according to God the Father's word, God the Father's commandment. Then Jesus was buried and third day rose again, overcame the devil power, the death power. then Jesus was ascended to sit at the throne of God in heaven. So Jesus right now, he sits at the throne of God in heaven. Likewise, if you overcome, meaning if you turn back, you know, to the Lord, you know, from man-centered attitude, you know, then Jesus will share and sit with Jesus on God's throne. So Jesus will share. Jesus will share you to sit with the Lord in Lord's throne, at the throne of God in heaven. Basically, Jesus wants to share his seat, you know, at the throne of God in heaven when you overcome. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church. So Jesus wants that Spirit is saying unto the church. The church is plural, so unto the seven churches, every church, complete churches. So seven churches meaning like types or representative over, you know, each church, not, you know, in New Testament Old Church, because the Revelation doesn't indicate Corinthian Church or Colossian churches, or not, you know, all, you know, churches indicate seven churches like representatives over churches at that time. Finally, in the last days, the Spirit told us, Calvary Chapel and I'm Hills, to keep a full-hearted relationship with the Lord, either to become cold, no compromise with the world, or to become hard, in a jealous love toward the Lord, unlike the lukewarm church of the Laodiceans, and to keep the Word of God, you know, patiently, like the church in Philadelphia. Let's pray all together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your presence with us and for your message about the church of Laodicean Church. Lord, mortify our carnal things, our thoughts. But be filled up with the Holy Spirit and your word. Let us follow your direction, your guidance. Guide us, direct us to keep full-hearted relationship with you, either to become cold, no compromise with the impurity, with the world, with the pleasure of the world, or to become hard. Let us be jealous love toward the Lord and your ship. Also keep us to keep your word patiently. Thank you so much. You gave a promise to sit in your throne of God the Father in heaven when we overcome. Whenever we go, your Spirit teach us, guide us, direct us to serve you and your people solely for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.